And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Pat Metheny Unity Group will perform tonight at 7:30 at the Hyman Center. He's a 20-time Grammy Award winner, a master jazz guitarist. There are still a few tickets available for that concert. This is being presented by the Acadiana Center for the Arts Pass a Main Stage series. For tickets, you can call 1-800-745-3000 or go to Ticketmaster.com. Pat Metheny tonight at the Hyman Center here in Lafayette. There will be a poetry reading tomorrow afternoon by Dr. Reggie Young, who is a member of the English faculty here at UL Lafayette. He will be reading his poems at 4 in the Ernest J. Gaines Center in Dupre Library. It's free and open to everyone, and all are invited. Voices in Winter will take place tomorrow evening in downtown Lafayette. The reading will feature Claire L. Martin and Diane Moore reading from their poetry and other literature. From 7 to 9, they will be reading, and afterwards there will be an open mic session as well. They are celebrating their two-year anniversary of this series, the Voices Seasonal Reading Series, this Wednesday, tomorrow evening, February 19th at 7 o'clock. Also tomorrow evening on the UL campus in the Ducray-Gilfrey Auditorium, there will be guest artist recital featuring pianist Courtney Krappel. He'll be performing music by Haydn, Beethoven, Prokofiev, and Louis Bellard, performing four American Indian preludes. That will be at 7:30. It's free and open to the public in Angel Hall on the UL campus tomorrow evening. On Thursday, February 20th, in Opelousas at the Delta Grand Theater, the Cachor Marionettes will be performing. And tickets are available through the Delta Grand. The performance is a series of scenes taken from everyday life and set to composers such as Beethoven, Vivaldi, Strauss, and Copland. You can stop by their website for information or give them a call. The UL Lafayette Concert Series presents New York Voices with the UL Jazz Ensemble this Friday in Angel Hall on the UL campus. They perform jazz vocals and big band sounds, and the UL Jazz Ensemble will join them. They are wrapping up their 25th anniversary tour, and they are a Grammy Award-winning vocal quartet. They'll be performing music ranging from Miles Davis and Louis Prima to Stevie Wonder and Paul Simon. In addition to the main concert on Friday at 7:30, they will be conducting clinics and masterclasses on campus. Tickets will be available at the door of Angel Hall on Friday. If you're a UL faculty, staff, or student, you can get in with your ID, your UL ID. For more information, you can contact the School of Music. We will be speaking with Dr. Bill Hockapel tomorrow afternoon about this group and the performance that they'll give on Friday. The Episcopal School of Acadiana on the Cade campus will present Greece. They'll be doing two shows, Friday and Saturday evening, 7 o'clock in the chapel, and tickets are available at the door for students and for adults. That's the musical Grease, presented by ESA on the Cade campus. It starts at 7 o'clock on Friday and on Saturday. Opening at Cité des Arts on Friday and running for two weekends is the play by Germaine Warner called Conversations with My Wife. It's being directed by Maureen Brennan. It will be 7:30 each evening, and tickets are available now by calling Cité or going to their website, citedesarts.org. The Thinstead Center in Grand Coteau, Louisiana, will present Rip the Mic this Friday, February 21st, and every third Friday of the month. It's a friendly spoken word competition. Doors open at 6:30, and the program begins at 7. The LSUE Performing Arts Series will have a fundraiser this Friday, February 21st, in downtown Eunice at the Historic Liberty Theater. The benefit will feature the Savoie Family Band, Mark Ann, Wilson, and Joelle. They will perform Cajun jazz and country music. The audience can dance. There will be a Mardi Gras museum exhibit and refreshments as well. Tickets will be on sale at the door. They're also on sale now through the LSUE business office. That's a benefit for the LSUE Performing Arts Series. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company will open their performance of Disney's Tarzan this Friday at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center on Kirby Street in downtown Lake Charles. The show will run Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30, and there will be a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can get them through the website childrenstheater.cc or call the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center for tickets. Lark's Acadian Village will host the Color Vibe 5K and Cajun Mardi Gras event this Saturday, 8 to 12 p.m. The event will benefit the Lark organization. For more information, you can go to thecolorvibe.com or visit acadianvillage.org. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana will have their annual benefit Bowl for Kids' Sake this Saturday, February 22nd. Shifts are 9, 11, and 1 p.m. at Acadiana Lanes on Ambassador Caffrey. For more information, their website is acadianabigs.com. There will be a chapbook workshop at Nunu's in Arneville at the Arts and Culture Collective. Poet and author J. Bruce Fuller will bring his chapbook workshop Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. You'll learn to construct and fill your own chapbook and learn about the means to publish them. For information, you can contact Nunu's. You can call also 337-484-9190. And UL graduate Wiley Cash, who received his PhD in English here at UL Lafayette, he was a student of Ernest Gaines, has published his second novel called This Dark Road to Mercy. He is currently living in North Carolina, but will be in Lafayette this Sunday, the 23rd at 2 o'clock, signing copies of his book and reading from it at Barnes & Noble in Lafayette. That's Wiley Cash's new novel, This Dark Road to Mercy. He will be in Lafayette 2 o'clock this Sunday at Barnes & Noble. Also on Sunday on the UL campus, bass baritone Sean Roy and pianist Chun Kyat Lim will give a concert entitled Love and Remembrance, featuring works by Duke, Rachmaninoff, Ravel, and Schumann. Sunday at 7:30 in the Duke Ray Guilfrey Auditorium at 7:30. It is free and open to everyone. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Stay with us. In just a few moments, we join NPR's All Things Considered.